In a lonely English boarding school, a teenage Casper Terquill found unexpected solace in the movie You've Got Mail. Years later, this simple act of watching, complete with specific ice cream and recited lines, has transformed into a personal ritual that brings meaning to his life. This transformation captures the essence of what's happening across modern society. As traditional religious participation plummets, 40% of millennials identify as nuns, we're not becoming less spiritual, we're finding meaning in unexpected places. The crisis is real. Americans have fewer close friends than ever before, with many young adults reporting no confidence at all. Former Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy discovered that loneliness underlies countless health issues, proving more harmful than smoking 15 cigarettes daily. Yet in this fragmentation, people are creating new forms of connection through CrossFit boxes, yoga studios, and book clubs, what Terquill calls communities of meaning, that perform functions once handled exclusively by religious institutions. CrossFit is my church isn't just a casual expression, it's a declaration heard repeatedly during years of research into how people find meaning outside traditional structures. Members prioritize living near their box, gym, over convenient commutes, because the community becomes central to their lives. These gyms host Friday night gatherings, support groups for new parents, and celebrations of life milestones. The intense workout experiences create shared suffering that mirrors religious rituals of transformation. Though founder Greg Glassman never intended to build a spiritual community, he embraces his role, speaking of shepherding a flock and creating better people through discipline and accountability. Similarly, yoga studios become sanctuaries of mindfulness, music festivals create transcendent experiences through shared rhythm, and even tarot readings offer the kind of meaning-making traditionally found in religious counseling. Reading can transcend entertainment to become a transformative ritual. When we become deeply immersed in books, something profound occurs. Books like Harry Potter can be sacred not because they explain mysteries, but because they foster empathy and self-reflection. Traditional sacred texts have always been studied for transformation, not just information. This approach changed my life when Vanessa Zoltan introduced me to sacred reading through Jane Eyre. Our podcast, Harry Potter and the Sacred Text, now helps thousands connect with what matters during difficult times. How often do we go days without noticing our emotional state? The Jewish tradition of Shabbat offers a model for creating ritual space to connect with ourselves beyond productivity. Studies show Sabbath observance correlates with improved health. Seventh-day Adventists in Loma Linda live 7 to 10 years longer than average, partly due to their weekly day of rest. Since 2014, I've maintained a weekly tech Sabbath, disconnecting from devices from Friday to Saturday sundown. Filmmaker Tiffany Schlein describes feeling trapped in an emotional pinball machine during the work week, but when her tech Sabbath arrives, it's like a valve of pressure releases, allowing her mind to settle and creativity to flourish. This isn't time for household tasks, but to revel in the beauty of simply being. Despite increasing isolation, people still build meaningful communities through two consistent practices, sharing meals and exercising together. The dinner party, founded by Lennon Flowers after losing her mother to cancer, exemplifies how eating together creates sacred connection. What began as a small gathering of grieving 20-somethings has grown to 270 tables across 95 cities worldwide. Eating together has been humanity's primary community-building ritual for millennia, from survival necessity to expressions of kinship. Many religious traditions center around shared meals. Japanese tea ceremonies, Sikh langar, Muslim iftar, and Christian Eucharist all recognize our interdependence. Simple rituals transform ordinary meals into sacred experiences through raised glasses, held hands, or lit candles that focus attention on connection. The transformative power comes from relationships developing over time. We need one another to help us re-examine the words coming out of our mouth, says Lennon. We can apply these principles by committing to regular meals with specific people, whether dinner with friends every Thursday or lunch with a difficult colleague monthly. Sweating together creates powerful bonds that transcend conventional barriers. Afroflow Yoga builds community through shared intentions and rhythmic breathing, while NerdStrong Gym transforms workouts with sci-fi narratives, creating an inclusive space for those that fitness has forgotten about. Exercise releases tension and negative emotions in ways conversation alone cannot. At SoulCycle, dark, candlelit rooms with curated music create a tribal experience where riders move in unison. Instructor Angela Davis transforms skeptics with preacher-like encouragement. Angels are clapping for you. During intense workouts, tears often flow as physical exertion breaks emotional barriers. As spiritual teacher Molly Doma Patrice Soame explains, true ritual requires surrendering control, an experience both terrifying and transformative. The Tough Mudder demonstrates this through shared challenges. After facing heights, mortality, and crawling through mud together, normal barriers to connection dissolve. In collective physical activities, we experience being part of something larger than ourselves, where our individuality remains, but individualism fades into collective achievement. Prayer isn't about asking a magical entity for favors. It's about truth-telling and deep listening. Anne and Barry Ulanoff call it primary speech, where we express who we truly are without pretense. This radical honesty creates space for transformation and authentic connection. Though busy lives create illusions of fulfillment through activity, prayer reminds us there is always more. I follow a four-part practice: adoration, contrition, thanksgiving, and supplication, ancient wisdom adaptable to contemporary life. Adoration begins by decentering ourselves to connect with something larger, whether at music festivals, protests where collective voices rise for justice, or in silent meditation. Contrition involves acknowledging our shortcomings through honest reflection that leads to growth, not shame. My confession group created safe spaces where people could remove their masks of success. Thanksgiving prayer involves mindfully recognizing life's gifts beyond superficial appreciation. Research shows gratitude practices improve mental well-being and strengthen relationships. The memento mori practice, remembering our mortality, enhances gratitude by providing perspective on what truly matters. After a serious accident, I began saying I might die today during morning showers to sharpen awareness of life's preciousness. The power of ritual lies not in perfect execution, but in persistent practice. Rather than building connection mechanically, we might see it growing organically through seasons of planting, harvesting, and lying fallow. John O'Donohue offers a deeper perspective. Community is connection already exists ontologically. Our task isn't creating connection, but awakening to the reality that we are dangerously involved with each other in an incredibly intimate but unseen way. Connection and isolation exist in paradox. We cannot know one without experiencing the other. In our world fragmented by technology, political division, and individualism, ritual offers a path back to what makes us human, our need for meaning, belonging, and transcendence. Through sacred reading, shared meals, physical challenge, or contemplative practice, we transform ordinary moments into extraordinary connections. Your life already contains routines. The invitation is to transform them into rituals that nourish your soul and connect you to something larger than yourself.